This is an Uncle People podcast and a bonus episode where Sandra Magic Kick reads my sun activating mechanisms. To learn more about sun activating mechanisms and astropsychology itself, stay tuned. On November 29, you will get to know all about it.
Let's begin with your chart. I promise that I will give you some glimpse of an eye to your sun activating mechanisms, what it is, and where is your sun located. So these mechanisms are ones that generate energy for you. This is how to get your potential, get your energy, get into your flow. So you can call it as a path to your flow, to your inner self, is your core. The sun is the core of the person, and it activates all spheres of life. So everything starts with the sun in our chart. That's why I emphasize it so much. That's why I think it's that important, because it was a huge game changer for me at one point of my life. And now I present it as a game changer for others as well, because I believe in its power. And when we talk about sun, we don't talk only about the sun sign, which you most probably know about yourself. This is your horoscope sign.
So this is something typical we usually know, right? The horoscope, and then we read horoscope in the magazine and believe that this day is going to be like that.
So you're familiar with that, but usually people are not familiar with the fact that in astrology there are such things as houses, and in each chart, the sun illuminates one of those houses, and each house represents a separate sphere of life, and this sphere of life is the one where you have to shine. So in this one, you have to shine, you have to present yourself, you have to be present in those spheres of life, if they are missing in your life. So the person can go to 100 therapists and will never solve the problem, because actually the problem is within the fact that the person misses part of himself, and nobody can give it to the person. So only the person himself can give that part back. And of course, it can be found through some other types, through therapy, through some regression things, and so on and so on. It takes a lot of time, but it can also be found through astrology. And this is my way, because I love shortcuts. My shortcut as well. And your sun is in 12th house, and this is a very powerful house, actually. So the astrology works in intervals. It never is straightforward. It always is under interpretation. We live our chart as it is always, but it is our choice to live on the lowest level of our potential or to live on the highest level of our potential. And my aim with the information I give is to make people live on the highest level of their possibilities.
That's awesome.
Now let's move to yours. Let's start with your sun sign. So your sun is in Gemini, Venus, and for Gemini sun, this is very important to communicate as much as possible. Communication, blogging, reading of books, journals, watching educational movies, documentary movies, for example, to collect some documentary. Actually, what you are doing now, this is your sun activating mechanisms. This is the way you activate your Gemini and feel more powerful, more yourself. And this is great for you. Also, it is highly suggestible for the person with sun in Gemini to have a driver's license and to drive a car, or at least to drive a bike. So something from this list, because the movement is the second big thing that is very important for Gemini. If you will be sitting 9 to 5 in the office and doing nothing more than that, and then just go home, make a dinner, make a bed and go to sleep, this will just blow your mind in a bad way.
It's killing, yeah.
So communication, making of contacts, cultivating seller negotiator qualities in yourself. This is a very great way to make yourself shine. Try to avoid doing the same thing all the time. Even during the day, it is good to move around. Just walk around the house or walk around the office. If this is possible, change the picture in front of your eyes. What else is good for Gemini? Events with friends. So it is very nice for such a person to have friends at their house and maybe make some thematic evenings. So let's dress like celebrities, or let's dress like some cave age people. Dancing is the best way to relax for Gemini, and the best way actually to make your sun shine, because when we feel depressed, it is usually very complicated to go and communicate with people, make new acquaintances, learn, negotiate marketing and something like that. But what we can always do is movement, and for Gemini, this is dancing. Every time we can turn on YouTube music and just dance, and it can drag you out from some sort of depressive state of mind.
This something that you just said, it's so true, and I discovered or observed on myself just really recently. When I feel that my mind goes down, I just turn on, I have two musics that I turn on, and then me and my daughter in the kitchen, whatever happened, we just dance. And within 2-3 minutes, it's like 100% change of mood, 100% change of mindset. It's amazing, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is how it's
crazy.
This is for every mechanism. Dancing is just one of the easiest you can actually do when something is going wrong. And it is for every sign. There is one thing that you can do when everything is shitty, and then you get out of it, and then you can get to other mechanisms. So what else for you? Share your ideas and goals. If you hold everything in your mind, because you have tons of them, and if you hold everything in your brain and don't let it out, it just eats you from the inside. Personal blog, activity in social media, this is a great way to make yourself shine. Writing a diary, stories, any type of writing where you express yourself, and interest in techniques and technology. This is also a great thing. Newest gadgets, simple knowledge of the fact that there is something happening in Tesla or Apple, it is already good enough. But there is another thing. So this is these are your sun activating mechanisms for your Gemini. But there is a mirror story for all of that, because something gives us energy, and there are other things that drain us out. And this is also important to understand, that if you are in those states, then just don't be surprised if everything goes wrong. And for you, this is a lack of knowledge. So you don't, when you don't learn, this is terrible.
Correct.
Or will, and you need to learn. This can also happen. Just a weird idea in your head. Maybe this is too much. Maybe people around tell me that I learn all the time something. Maybe I should stop because something is wrong with me. No, for Gemini, it is completely okay to just stay in the position of a scholar for a whole life, and this is completely normal. When such person doesn't share the ideas, when it is closed from others and afraid that somebody will judge, this is also terrible. Pushing your ideas, not good. Bad relationship with brothers, sisters. If something like that happens, this also impacts your self-esteem. Not moving enough, boring everyday routine, when you deny everything that's new, that's not easy to understand, and when you try to avoid giving tasks to others. Yes. And now let's move to your 12th house, which is the sphere of life that illuminates that your sun illuminates, and you also should be present there. And this just should be present in your life. You don't have to think about this every second of your life and focus only on that. But it is good to know that this is for you, and this is who you really are, and you are actually a very spiritual person. So sun in the 12th house, these are people who are called, like, in Russian there is such saying, psycholog od Boga.
Psychologist from God.
Yeah. This is something that you are. And people with the sun in 12th house, usually life just brings them to get to know themselves better. So they somehow drop out from this everyday rush, and life just pushes you to go into spirituality, to understand yourself, to read psychology, to be interested in different concepts of life, different philosophies. And if you don't do it by yourself, life forces you, because when people get a house in a 12th house, this is a great power. And if you're not using it and you're ignoring it, then it starts to negatively impact your life. And this is not the aim of the universe or whatever is responsible for this all. The aim of the universe is for you to develop and grow all the time. And that's why it just pushes you through tough situations in life to be with yourself, to think about things, to learn esoterics, psychology, non-traditional medicine as well. This is a good thing to do. Stay lonely sometimes for you. It is very important to have your special place where you can be alone. And you know that there is nowadays this is very popular. I go on a date with myself, and this is a trend, but for you, this is a necessity. Also, all types of massages, spa, where you take care of your body. This also helps you to shine. And charity, creative talents, writing, art, everything that is related to creation of something beautiful and something meaningful for you in your head. This does not have to be something monetizable. This just has to have meaning in your head. It is good for you to do some video and photography as well. You are doing, actually, when you are talking with people online, this is also relatable. Very great way for you to turn your sun on is by making these vision boards. And people with the sun in a 12th house, they are magical. You actually can drag in your life everything you want if you truly believe it and if you think about it. So be careful what you think, because you can get everything. And if your focus is on some not too good things, then you will get them. And if your focus is on something great and huge aims, impossible missions, then you will get there. You will get there, of course, depending on your capacity, on your wishes. So how long time it will objectively take to get there, but you will get there. And you can get a lot of things just by working with your state of mind, with how you see the world. Of course, all books related to psychology and mysticism, it is advisable to take care of ecology and environment. So sorting of garbage, helping animals, vegetarian lifestyles, so everything that helps environment. Music is the great part of your life, so it should take place somewhere. Either you're singing or you're listening, it has to be somewhere. It is cool to work for you with the metaphoric associative those cards. This is a good way to analyze your state of mind. So where you are.
What's that?
Metaphoric associative card. So they work in a way that you ask. So you have a question which you cannot solve. So you have some riddle in your head happening. And, you maybe you can always go to psychologist, but not all people can do that. So metaphorical associative cards, this is a great tool to sort of get answers from some cards, but actually you give the meaning to that answer and you answer your question just by using some extra tool. This is how those cards work. You can later on Google it. It is a very interesting topic. So this is what I'm doing. I hope that you had a possibility to look at it and to at least partly understand of how it works and what is this information that I give to people. So this is the very basis. All my consultations start with the sun activating mechanisms, because if the person is not living his life, then this is pointless to tell him about his financial chart and the potential and something else. He will never feel it, because it has to come from here, from heart, not from head. And if this knowledge comes only from head, this is pointless if a person will force it.